So hello, welcome everybody. It's Marion here, and we are here to meet and enjoy a conscious resting session today, May the 13th. Thank you, all of you who are here live, bringing your presence to energize this recording, and to you who are listening to this recording, because you are adding to the bigger energy field that conscious resting creates for all of us. To enjoy and also to receive the powerful blessings that come when we take time to do this in this way. Now, there's been a slight change in conscious resting in the last few weeks. So if you're new to this particular day or to the recording, the silent part in the middle has become a little bit longer. It's moved from about 8 minutes to 11 to 12 minutes. And this was by general request. I put something in the chat and asked everybody, would they like it to be longer? And I just got, yes, 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 yes. So this is what we're doing in the middle bit. So it might go on a little bit longer than you're used to. But the more time we spend in silence, the better, the more potent it is, as you know. But first, let's set the scene. So I'd like to invite you to get a comfortable position. You can sit if you like with your back supported, or put your feet up, or lie. Conscious resting is all about surrendering and trusting and receiving and no efforting. And the beauty of conscious resting is it meets you where you are. And life at the moment can be pretty harsh and challenging for an awful lot of people. And if this is you right now, then conscious resting will wrap you up and really support you. Or if you're in perhaps a different place, maybe there's a spring in your steps, we're moving into the springtime and there's excitement and energy in your energy field, then it will meet you there and it will amplify all the plans and the dreams that you have got going for you right now. So as you find your comfortable position, the next invitation, if you would like to do this, is to close your eyes. But you don't need to if you prefer to have your eyes open. Closing your eyes just helps you withdraw your energy from the external to the internal. And I sometimes find it helpful to put my hand on my heart because it really brings me back into my body. Or maybe even a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly. And just for a moment, bless your physical body, because this is the vehicle that you've been given in this lifetime. And this is how you process life. And often we're too busy to listen to what the body has to say, but conscious resting creates that space for your body's intelligence to get through. But also by going deeply into your body, you're also connecting with your thoughts. And in this moment, welcome them all. Sometimes the mind can be very busy, especially if you've had a busy morning, using your mind or being on computers. But in this moment, no efforting, just a simple invitation for the mind to begin to unwind. And it will naturally, effortlessly, as we go deeper into conscious resting. When you're able to bring presence to your thinking and notice the thoughts and the reaction your body has to your thoughts, you can begin to make better choices, more conscious choices about what to believe. You begin to question your thoughts. And you also begin to identify all patterns, whether it's from your conditioning, your schooling, your family, or from further back from your genetic legacy. When you bring awareness to your thinking, it becomes really interesting. Same with your feelings. We welcome every emotion, every feeling during conscious resting. Because the energy that we create here can sometimes wriggle loose old, stagnant feelings or memories, or even traumas in the body, in a very loving and safe way. And so if you do find yourself feeling emotional during conscious resting, sometimes it can be tears or that can be rage, I'd like to encourage you to experiment with allowing this energy to flow through you. Always remembering that your infinite intelligence is taking care of you. is in charge of this process, and your infinite intelligence is what's breathing you right now. And so maybe just for a moment, you are awed by the physical presence of grace breathing you right now, this daily moment-to-moment reminder that we are being looked after at the highest and the deepest and the most profound level. And so maybe letting your arms drop, maybe your palms facing up. And because this really helps with the relaxation, you may just want to drop your chin onto your chest, creating that little stretch at the back of your neck. But this also helps to quieten your mind and release tension from your shoulder. And as you bring your head back up, gently rotate it from side to side, depending whether you're lying or sitting, but just slowly move your head in one direction and then the other, very slowly and mindfully, knowing this is helping you to release tension from your throat, your chest, your shoulders, and the back of your neck, side of your face. It may even take a couple of conscious yawns, big yawns. This helps to reset the vagus nerve, calm your mind, calm your system, letting every physical sensation be a reason now to go deeper into relaxation, into rest. And sometimes it's nice to stretch an arm or fingers, depending on what your body needs. I don't know about you, but I often forget to stretch during the morning, even though I know it's so good for me. And what we're doing really is we hold tension in our bodies unnecessarily. But if we release it, it really aids deep, deep relaxation. So maybe just free falling, a little bit of whatever the word is, just a bit of stretching, just to help prepare your body for this potent session we're about to embark on. And now I always like to call upon the consciousness of conscious resting for all of us and ask that we are blessed deeply and profoundly with this energy, that it becomes. I've got a thunderstorm just outside, lightning and thunder. Oh, there, how beautiful. For this powerful energy of nature, let us ask that we are so deeply blessed during this session, that we create a sacred space in our own home. And this sacred space is blessed by our own infinite intelligence, our own soul's wisdom, which knows why you're here, why you're listening to this session, and it knows exactly what you need and how to take care of you. And as you imagine now, that old energy is beginning to flow out of your body. Often you don't even need to know what you're carrying. Your intention to release and dissolve is enough. So maybe you might like to imagine that your feet are being plugged in to the quantum field, to the place of infinite possibilities. And it's through deep relaxation, it's through stillness that we can access the extraordinary wisdom and magic and healing that your life is taking place in all the time. So many of us are too busy, too in our minds, and forget to ask for help from the unseen. But here, right now, we are receiving it in abundance. So as your feet are plugged in, energy is beginning to flow up through your body, to your knees, legs, and hips, into your abdomen, dissolving and releasing anything you no longer need. This energy is gentle but powerful. It soothes and it integrates and it centers you, knows the challenges you are facing and how to support you. This energy is flowing up your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, bringing you calm, quiet confidence and trust in the unfolding of your life. And if there's any suffering in you or your family members, you can say to yourself, I don't know what their soul's journey is. I just know that divine wisdom is at play. And this energy continues to flow into your solar plexus and up into your lungs as every breath you take causes you to go even deeper now into rest and into stillness. And as you move into your heart, there is a remembering that every emotion, every memory, every feeling is a portal, is a doorway into presence. So welcoming everything you experience as this energy continues to flow up your back and into your shoulders, gently lifting your burdens away. This moment in time is about you. And you are being held in this huge, vast presence of unconditional love and acceptance. You realize it's just flowing down your arms to your elbows and wrists and fingertips, and out through your fingertips into your auric field and into your room. Your room is becoming a glow, a blaze of the transformational fire of grace and stillness. Oh, and it flows with such joy into your face, maybe even a little smile on your lips, as you realize how loved you are in this moment in time, and how grateful you are that you know that this energy is here for you. And as it flows into your eyes, you realize that actually you can see with spiritual eyes a much bigger picture. It flows into your ears. And you realize that you actually can hear the still small voice of grace, of God, of your soul whispering to you. It flows into your forehead, and it's like unseen hands are stroking your forehead, bringing comfort and inspiration. And it flows over the top of your head and down your entire body, creating a pool of conscious awareness around you. And you realize you're lying on it and it is wrapping you up. And now, together, we are going to be lifted up to a much higher vantage point. We're going to call upon the great silence and its beautiful vibration or invitation. It's been loved and adored by all beings throughout all time who are sensitive to its presence of power. So we're calling upon it now. It's creating a safe and sacred place for you to rest. So as we enter the silence together, there's nothing you need to do. Just rest now and receive. It will find you. And I will call you back when it's time. Just rest now. Just rest. So very gently now, we're going to begin our return. If you would like to bring your awareness back into your body, into your room, by taking a long, slow, deep breath in of stillness and breathing out stillness. And another delicious breath in of tranquility. And breathing out any vestiges of anything you no longer want. And a very gentle stretch of the fingers. Just becoming aware of the energy in your room and the air on your face. But we still stay in this very gentle place because we're just going to take a few moments. Because you're tuned in and tapped in to your soul's wisdom, it's a good moment to ask if there's anything stillness wants you to know. Or to put out a prayer, or to ask a question, or just simply be open to receive. If stillness could speak, what would it say to you now? It's always the first thought or image. And then you can just check in with your body. What does your body need or want you to know? And now it's time we're going to begin to move. A little bit more, bigger stretch. And to gently open your eyes. And maybe if you're lying down, you may want to prop yourself up, depending on whether you have to rush off or not. But if you do need to get moving now, just to bring yourself up to a seated position with your eyes open and consciously feel. If there's been a change in your energy, whether you can feel the presence of stillness in your room, the more you do this, the easier this will be. Just taking in the colors and the shapes and the textures, and using your sixth sense to feel the energy in your space and in your body, and check in with your mind as it slowed right down. Into your energy field and just feel empowered by this. If you can, just in a short space of 25 minutes, if you ever need longer, take longer to really bring yourself back to center, connect to these higher powers, and use this time to look at your life through fresh eyes and a fresh perspective. But now is time to bring your awareness back fully into your body. So you're well grounded and integrated. And one of the best ways to do this, first of all, is to take a very long, deep, lovely breath in. And as you breathe out, give yourself a big, big stretch. Maybe even shake off anything, because often we don't need to know, we don't realize how much gets cleansed and purified when we're in a deep meditative state and how much is leaving your body. And it will be brought into conscious awareness if you do need to know about it. Actually, an awful lot is purified and released during deep meditation. So, giving yourself a shake is really great. And then bringing your palms together and rub them vigorously. Still my favorite way of integrating. And then, when they're warm and they're tingly, you can clap. That's also nice. You can put them over your eyes. And just know that you have uplifted your energy field. You've put yourself in the path of more synchronicities and more magical moments and inspiration and wisdom that will find its way to you if you maintain as high frequency as you can. But just bathe your eyes, bathe your face, feel yourself stronger, connected, and more supported perhaps than you did half an hour ago. And with that, you can massage your face. Remind yourself that all is well, everything is unfolding the way it is designed to do, that you are listening to your inner wisdom and your soul's wisdom and your body's wisdom. And then, after you've massaged your face, you can maybe just gently stroke down your energy field and give yourself a really big stretch. And finally, put one hand on your heart, one hand on your abdomen, and just maybe just for a moment, just sense that the peace that hopefully you've generated. Just imagine it going out into the ethers, across the earth, into the galaxy, and you're joining with millions of others. And even though it might not feel like it right now, we are making a difference. None of these moments are wasted. And also remember that your energy field is more powerful and clearer and brighter, and everybody around you will benefit from this too. All right, so you can let your hands go and just take in a final big deep breath of integration. Ah, and open your eyes. All right, I'm going to close the recording now, but for those who are here live, we continue to stay on for another 15 minutes. Blessings, everybody.